You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And I can't stop being excited about the Cubs, Craig. You can't slow us down. You can't slow our roll. I don't know. I'm not tapping
it. With authority.
Because they are announcing their presence with authority. I was going to say it. Hey, Carm, how are you doing?
Patty, I am wonderful. You should never temper your Chicago Cubs. 6-1 on their way to a World Series, on their way to dynasty excitement.
That's a lot of excitement. On their way to a World Series, on their way to a dynasty. I'm just happy to finish over 500 and make it to the playoffs.
And moments after Mark Carmen's announcement on the air, 8 of the Cubs have been injured today.
No,
it's totally over.
No, stop it.
That is jinxing if I've ever heard jinxing, by the way, though.
A lot of the photos coming out today of the new clubhouse. What did you think of those, Carm?
Well, you know, there's one thing I want in life, Patty, is for my Major League Baseball players, the Chicago Cubs, to have the life of complete luxury. and they have been roughing it in an old-school clubhouse since generally the beginning of time.
Yeah,
pretty
no kidding.
Cool, though, for real, what Tom Ricketts has done over there. It's he's investing in his players, and I'm sure that I want to go in the boogie room, get the whole deal, which I guess the media not been allowed to see. I'm going to try to barge my way in there one of these days.
Where's the boogie room?
They got the ballroom now.
They've got a ballroom?
Well, they got like a disco area where they celebrate.
Right.
Oh, is that the old
ball? There's confetti.
Is that the old dugout? Is that what Sam was saying last night?
I'm not sure what it's saying.
No, he was talking about the clubhouse that's now under the stadium, correct? It's in some sort of crazy dungeon, amazing disco area.
They dug under the stadium? Like, is it under
It's state of the art. It's in a circle. It's supposed to be amazing, and the players never want to play the games. They just want to stay there the whole time.
Wow. Yeah, when do we get a tour of that?
There's all the pictures are out there. I mean, this has been long in the making. It's part of the whole renovation, right? It's interesting that at Wrigley Field, like the whole concept was that they could never get the state of the art facilities in there. But some smart people figured out, hey, we can actually dig down into the old earth here, and we can create the space, and you guys are going to really, really like it. And that's what's happened. It's a whole other world over there right now. There's no doubt about it.
It is really, really exciting, and they're playing phenomenally well. How did you feel when you heard the news about Schwarber?
Well, let's see.
What kind of language did you use? Because I was in front of my kids, so I couldn't use the words I wanted to.
I mean, it was one of those moments, Patty, where you thought about hurling yourself into a wall or crawling under the couch, because of course that happens.
Exactly.
But that is in the history of 3 games into the World Series season, you lose a guy who very well could have led the National League in home runs this year. That's brutal, and that play should never have happened. But
how do you mean? Because I was asking Sam about this yesterday. Should one of them have called the other one off?
Yes, absolutely.
See, that's what I was thinking.
Listen, a lot of people are just saying that's a play that just happens and there's no way to account for it. The bottom line is that Kyle Schwarber has minimal experience playing the outfield. He's a designated hitter / catcher / outfielder, and he's a hitter. He's not a fielder. And the Cubs have, Cubs drafted him for his bat, not for his glove, and they had to find somewhere to play him. And that was left field, and that's fine. But, you can't simulate that play.
No.
And
it's got to be an instinct. So, it's something you do for years.
Right.
He hasn't
been out there that much. So, bottom line, you can't collide. You just can't. You got to get out of the way. And that's a sense. I talked to Todd Hollingsworth, who does, work for Comcast Sportsnet around the Cubs, and he's played for the Cubs. He's saying when you're looking up at the ball, and if you're yelling there, your voice is traveling up. But it's so whether they were yelling or not, you might not hear the guy. But it's just that's pure experience. You look on the play, Dexter Fowler, he protected himself at the end. Schwarber didn't do that, and he's a young guy trying to prove himself, to himself, to the team, whoever else you want to throw in there. And it's just too bad because, I get it. He was playing hard, and it's hard to fault a guy for that. But it was not. He was not playing smart at that moment. You got to get out of the way.
Do you think that could be a kind of injury that keeps him from ever catching again?
Well, he's going to come back and play the outfield, Patty. As far as, oh, you're asking if he's going to catch again?
Yeah. I would think.
He was never really going to be a full-time catcher, even though he kept saying that. I think the Cubs wanted him to be in the outfield and prove himself that way and then use him as more of a backup catcher, kind of somebody that could give you flexibility. And from what, you know, we had a doctor on the beat on over the weekend, and he claims that, listen, the guy's going to be fine. It's going to take him a good 8 months to be fine, but he should be able to get back behind the plate at some point here, if they want to do that. You know, maybe they'll have less of an appetite to do that after all of this. But,
sure.
You know, the other part of it, too, I mean, it's his left leg. So for a left-handed hitter, I mean, that's your power leg in the batter's box, right?
Yep.
So you'll know that Kyle Schwarber is okay when Kyle Schwarber starts hitting 450-foot moonshots that break car windshields that are parked inappropriately at spring training next year. And that's what you're going to want to see from him more than anything else is the pure power coming back.
Which doesn't gauge
the leg.
Right. It doesn't gauge his legs, too. I was seeing people post things like, you know, well, all we want him to do is swing anyway. But, I mean, that's a full-body force. That's why he plays so well. That's why he hits so well.
No doubt. I mean, you don't have your legs. You're screwed, for lack of a better word. So, But look, modern medicine, one LCL, one ACL, no biggie these days. I mean, it just sucks for this year, obviously. But I think he should be able to come back and be fine.
I'm sorry, every time I think about it, I just think about, you know, can you imagine your second year back after having such a great year and the Cubs are looking great? If they, you know, no matter where they go, right? If they don't do well, you're like, oh, what if I'd played? And if they do go all the way, you're like, oh, we could have gone all the way and I would have been there, you know, and he will be. But that's just got to be so heartbreaking.
Yeah, I mean, he's called out to the lineup yesterday, and he's got the one crutch. And it's just, I mean, listen, people, we don't have to have a pity party for Kyle Schwarber. We all go through things in our lives, right?
I don't do a pity party. Pity party for Kyle Schwarber. Can we do that? Can we have a pity party?
Sure.
Pity party.
Let's get a bunch of ice cream. Let's really have a full-on pity party.
The pretty late pity party.
Yeah.
Every week we should do a pity party for somebody.
Okay.
This week it's Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah. That sounds awesome. Can we really do this?
Yeah, let's do a pity party.
Friday night.
What would we do for a pity party, Carl?
We might have the wine and chocolate people in on Friday.
Oh,
so
that's good for a pity party.
Should you bring cherries? Because you'll be in the pits.
Nice! What? Esmeralda's invited now.
That's it. Pity party. I want a pity party. I just like saying it.
I threw a pity party, and you guys went big time pity party.
We do. We run segments. That's what we do on the show now. Someone throws something out.
We invent them on the air. Yeah.
Yeah, we just invent them.
It's great.
Every week we'll have a pity party. We can pick somebody to have a pity party. Pretty late.
I feel 98 years old having said the word pity party.
You shouldn't. Two words. I love the idea of a
pity party. We can have a Mark Carmen pity party then. We'll have one for you for feeling 98 years old.
And you can pick your own you know, accoutrement.
Right. For the most part, I mean, we'll have some staples.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
You need cookie dough ice cream.
Oh, absolutely. You have to have cookie dough ice cream.
Yeah, how could you have a pity party without cookie dough ice cream?
We'll have a pity party about the wedding that you don't want to go to. Can we do a pity party about that?
Let's do a pity party at the wedding.
We absolutely could do that. That'd be perfect.
See? So this week, it'll be Kyle, whenever you want to have your week, a pity party, we'll do one for you. And for other people, we'll do it in absentia. We'll just have it for them because we know that they wouldn't actually throw a pity party for themselves. I love this idea. We can have listeners if they want to have us have a pity party for them.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Which means it has to be something that you have a good sense of humor about feeling
so
bad about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This might not work.
Yeah, this might not work at all. This idea seems really loaded with strife with bad things.
This could go wrong in so many different ways.
Right.
I think it's a fantastic idea, and you could throw a lot of pity parties for sports teams in this town, including the Chicago Bulls, whose season ends tomorrow, Patty, by the way.
Yeah.
As I bring it back around. By the way, you know the Blackhawks are in the playoffs, and they start tomorrow as well.
Yeah, they start. We'll be very late tomorrow. We're starting, I believe, at midnight because the Blackhawks are playing the Blues, and that's very exciting. I've heard from many people that if the Blackhawks beat the Blues in this round, that's it. They're gonna take the cup. People sound very confident about that.
Well, that's an interesting take, is the playoffs are incredibly long and go on forever, which just was a redundant comment. But yes, sure, they beat the Blues. Why not? They'll win the whole thing. Sure. That's a fine take.
Carm's jumping on that wagon. Sure, I'll go on the. I'll get on the if they win next week, this week or next week. If they win the whole thing, they win the whole thing. Is that what you're going with?
I mean, why not? I mean, I think they're beating the Blues, and although I'll tell you, there's one guy on St. Louis, Patty, Colton Parayko, who's one of their rookies. This guy's 6'5", 200, and they list him at 218, but he looks more like, I don't know, 240 to me. This guy's just a monster. So Blackhawks fans are going to get to know this guy, a rookie who had 9 goals, 24 assists. He was, his plus-minus was 28, which is ridiculous. He's a defenseman that's going to if there's a fight out there, I'm guessing this guy will be involved in it. So,
oh, good to know. Keep my eyes up for Colton Parayko.
Parayko. P-A-R-A-Y-K-O. Don't mess with Parayko.
Oh, speaking of which, only because that name triggered something for me. Next Monday night, Parayko. Sergeant Parayko. If you're around Monday night, the Marine Jazz Band is going to be in studio on Monday night, by the way.
This coming Monday night, the Marine Jazz Band will be there?
Yes.
The greatest thing I've ever heard.
I've arranged for the Marine Corps Jazz Band to be here. That's the kind of power I have now, Carm.
Well, I saw you take it to Facebook, Patty, because there was a rumor out that they were going to get rid of the band, and you like went, "Oh, that ain't happening on my watch."
No, you can. Isn't that crazy? This representative wants to get rid of the music program with the military. I'm pretty sure they could be doing much more useful things, like loading guns. More after this on 720 WGN. That music means it's time to play catch up with Mark Carman. We've been playing catch up. We're playing catch. Can we play catch sometime? Have I mentioned, Craig, that Carm brought baseball mitts to San Diego in the hopes that we could play some baseball, which was really nice?
Awesome.
But what did you do, Carm? You forgot one simple thing or didn't know?
I forgot that, of course, you can't just be normal and be a righty. You're a lefty.
I don't know if that's fair. I learned something really stupid tonight, guys. And maybe only Esmeralda will appreciate this. Esmeralda, are you left-handed or right-handed?
I'm right.
Do you ever have trouble? Seriously, guys, I know that your brains are going to click right off. Do you ever have trouble sharpening eyeliner or lip liner pencils?
No, what now?
No.
Exactly. So I generally, you know what, I stay away from them because I'm like, every time I buy one, I can't get it to where it's a nice fine point and use it either on my eye or my lips. But I got one as a sample because I only buy makeup when I get to buy with, you know, free gift. And I was so frustrated. I'm like, this is a really nice eyeliner. And I can't, I put it in the sharpener and I'm like, I wonder if it's because I'm left-handed and I'm turning it the wrong way. That's it. All these years. And I've been.
Wow. No one.
I don't know. I don't know how I never thought of that. So anyway, that was a tangent.
I'm assuming when you use the automatic ones, they came out fine.
Yeah, I've never used an automatic one.
Oh.
I've never used an automatic one.
You gotta get the automatic ones.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, not for the eyeliners.
I mean,
that
of
would
course,
be
yeah,
too much.
It goes too fast.
Yeah.
Carm, right. Did your brain click off? Can you click it back on for me? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to subject you to that. It's just that
Patty, I'm most definitely here in body, if not mind and spirit.
I know it's not worthwhile information to have. It just happened tonight, and we brought up the left-handed thing. That's all.
Patty, Friday afternoon, what are you doing?
Friday afternoon? Why? What are we doing?
Playing catch.
Well, I mean, you need to see the new Cubs clubhouse. You want to have a catch?
Yeah.
The Cubs are the best team that's ever played anything. I mean, I think.
Are you inviting me to a game?
Yeah, absolutely.
What? Do you have tickets?
I'm sure I can work something out there.
Come on, don't tease me. I'll go to the game.
No, if you like to go to the game on Friday afternoon, we should go.
Let's go! I'm sorry, is that too loud?
Is she also going to see the clubhouse? Are you going to get her into the clubhouse?
I can't. That one I would be, take a little more work, but maybe. We can maybe get that done.
I'm in. I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm all in.
Yes.
Okay then. Wow. This
she
is...
said yes. I'm not sure if you're aware. She said yes.
Oh, please. That was too much. I got too excited. Thank you very much. Yeah, Carm. Who are we playing on Friday? See, all of a sudden I'm like, who are we playing?
Who are we playing on Friday? That's an outstanding question.
That's the Colorado Rockies.
I don't have a lot of attention to detail early in the season.
It is the Colorado Rockies
right now.
Oh, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
What's the weather look like? I don't even care. I'm bringing all
it's
the blankets.
To be like 60.
All right, that'll work.
Yeah.
Got my hat. Got my shirt.
It's going to be a beautiful day out there.
Thank you, Carm.
And the Cubs are playing the Rockies. It's going to be amazing.
It will be amazing. I hope I make it to work that night. And I'll be so excited just running around Wrigley. I'm going to get arrested for running the bases. What?
You're going to go to Cubby Jail again?
I'm going to go to Cubby
Don't
Jail.
Don't go back to Cubby
for better,
Jail.
For better reasons this time.
Right.
Yes. I just wanted to see the ballroom. Let me into the dugout. Carm's starting to second guess his question and his invitation right now.
Well, no, now I'm already envisioning me and you having a conversation with some of the fine security men that I mean. I know she doesn't have a credential, but this is Patty Bass. She's got to let her in.
Please. Oh, that's exciting. Did you go to the game on Monday, yesterday?
I did not go yesterday. I felt like I would just lay in the weeds here and wait to make my debut later in the week because, you know, everybody goes on the opening day. You know, I got to do something different in life.
Oh, I agree. Plus, look at the opening day at Comiskey. What is it called now? The Cell?
U.S. Center Field, yes.
It was snowing. It's just been weird.
I know it. Not only was it snowing, it was snowing in the infield and it was sunny in the outfield. I've never seen that before.
It was snowing in the, what was it doing?
It literally was like snowing at home plate and then in center field it was like bright sunshine. And it was so snow.
That is bizarre. That's some strange weather right there. That's got to tell the Sox that we might be off to a rocky start here.
Well, the White Sox, I mean, don't sleep on the White Sox now.
I've been thinking about this, Craig. I think we need to bring in a hardcore White Sox fan once in a while so that I'm not too slanted in my conversations of baseball.
That makes sense. And maybe just once in the season we could bring in a Yankee guy.
You're here. I'm the Cubs fan. You're the Yankees fan.
Just one time. We could bring in like an analyst to break down the Yankees.
Oh, that's fine. Sure. Carm, how's it sound? What do you think?
Well, Craig just touched on a very important subject, which, you know, you bring up the Yankees. And, of course, you think of former Cubs Starlin Castro.
Amazing.
Who's out of his mind right now for the Yankees, hitting .391, Patty, with two doubles and two home runs. And he leads the club with 9 RBIs. But, you know, Anthony Rizzo came to the plate and for his first at-bat at Wrigley, and he used the Starlin song.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I think that he should – he actually – is debating now whether to keep that song around. And I think there should be a movement led by you on WGN that he absolutely should do that.
And he should keep the song. What's the song?
Craig can find it for you. The Starlin Castro song. You know that song.
That might be my favorite moment with Mark Harmon is trying to do the Starlin Castro song. That was pretty good, Carm. You were right on.
Yeah.
It is the greatest. I agree. All right, we'll start the petition. Who do we talk to?
I know you've got a lot of important things going on, the Marine Band and actual real things in life, but this is something you should take on, too.
I agree. I am highly motivated to get this done. As soon as I finish my taxes and start working out again, I haven't worked out in a few days. I haven't had...
A reminder, Friday is tax day, so don't leave that to the last minute if we're actually going to the Cubs.
It's not, though. It's the 18th this year. Look at Esmeralda.
I know. I know, too.
She and I are on the same procrastination train.
I still got to do my state.
I sent an email to my accountant yesterday. Can you file that extension for me? Great. All right. Good.
I also sent an email to Mark's accountant asking for him to do my taxes. Have not heard back yet.
No,
he's very cheap, Craig. He's in Kansas City.
Okay, good.
But he really does a good job, and it's a nice value for your tax dollar.
Nice. May have to get that information from you. I've always wondered if filing an extension makes you more susceptible to, you know, questions from the IRS. Is that not the case?
An audit? You're thinking about an audit?
I didn't want to say that because Carm is filing an extension.
I got it.
You have until Monday, Carm. Huh?
Well, I mean, Patty, I've got nothing to hide over here. Yes, those are the $3 I made this year.
You going to take them? You take them out of my hand?
I have $2.28 left. You'd like the rest of it? No, I don't know. That's an interesting question. I mean, I never had my stuff organized.
Have you filed extensions in the past?
We're probably 3 or 4 years in a row now.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, there you go. You know, the thing is, you've been consistent, so the IRS is going to be like, oh, there he is again with the extension. That makes sense.
Somebody, just, Somebody's texting me and said that I sound like I'm calling from North Korea. I'm not in North Korea.
Wow. Someone's judging your phone? Who's texting you and criticizing the quality of your telephone?
I'm just reading your text line like I always do when I'm on to see if anybody is throwing hate my way, and now somebody thinks I'm in North Korea.
How is he on the text screen?
Not only does he read the text screen, he actually also responds to stuff on the text screen. Harm is our only guest.
Where is he that he has access to that?
It's the same website that I log you into.
I don't log into that.
Well, that I've logged you into sometimes, right?
All right, then. Yeah.
He's there.
What are you doing?
He responds to text while he's doing your interview.
Carm, when you're on the phone, when you're a guest on my show, this is a no. Craig takes care of all that. You leave that in his hands. He will address those that need to be addressed. This is no pressure.
Patty,
yes,
I love you, but Carm is gonna Carm.
All right,
and I got to check the text line. That's what I do. It's part of the fun.
I need that as a T-shirt immediately. Carm is gonna Carm.
Carm is
I
gonna
want
Carm.
That.
But can we Carm?
Yeah, can we Carm?
We can't Carm as much as Carm can Carm.
Yeah,
can't be like, well, you're totally Carming right now.
You got to stop Carming, man. It's not that bad.
I don't recommend Carming, but if you'd like to Carm, we can work on it all together.
There's no Carm like a Carming Carm.
Oh, amen to that.
All right. But would you Carm at a pity party?
Oh, you definitely Carm. That's the number one spot to Carm.
How much Carming can a Carm do at a pity party?
I don't know what's happening. There's a news break, I think.
Follow Carmen, Mark Carmen on Twitter, at the Carm. And apparently I'm going to the Cubs game. I love you more than I did before. I didn't think it was possible, Carm.
Well, it's a whole new level for us, Patty. We're going to have a great time.
I promise to bring all of my cords for any device you might need to charge. I promise.
I want the ponytail look. I want the Cubs jersey. I want the mitt.
All right. I'll bring it. I'll bring it on Friday.
She'll do all that as long as you don't Carm at the Cubs game, all right?
Oh, he can Carm all he wants. He can Carm away. Carm hard.
Whoa.
Patty Melt. It's a Patty Melt. Carm hard.
Carm hard.
WGN Radio.
Carm hardly going hard and going to bed. All right.
Good night, Carm. Thanks. I'll talk to you later.